We're here today with David Price, the borough president for the borough of Lenoxville. That never rolls off the tongue too well for me. But
hey, the old town of Lenoxville was easier, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, a borough. To me, that's something you put a saddle, not even a saddle, you just tie up a cart to it. And we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about cleanup day in Lenoxville.
That's good because I'd forgotten.
happens this Saturday, Saturday the 21st, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So what's this all about?
Well, it's something we've been doing for quite a few years where we get groups together and go around town after, the flowers start popping up. Well, also we see all kinds of, bottles popping up and paper and scrap and garbage.
Yeah.
But we're going a little further this year. For sure, I think there's around 20 students from BCS that are coming out to help. We've got folks from Bishops, of course, who've always been there since the beginning. All kinds of residents that will come along. There'll be a little talk before, explaining to people, what things you can recycle and all that. We'll have the bins there. The interesting changes this year is we will also have a courtesy of Global Excel down the street. We're going to have a shredding truck there.
Oh, yes.
To shred documents. So anybody that's got, documents, old tax forms, whatever it is, they don't want to put in the just straight in the recycling. Come on down, and we'll shred it. And it's a completely secure service that the documents are gone after that. We're inviting students too that have they want to get rid of some of their exam paper stuff they don't want going in the regular recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really interesting. The other first that's happening here is there again, a young gentleman by the name of Adam Peabody from Bishop's University, who's doing a lot on the regular cleanup around town, has put forward the idea of cleaning up graffiti.
Oh.
And what's going to happen is we've got cooperation with Pizzaville, the Café La Boulerie, and McDonald's. There's a lot of graffiti in between their buildings there. And the students are getting together, the paint is being supplied, and we're going to paint over the graffiti, clean up that, and clean up all the grounds around it.
Hmm.
And we're going to keep watching, and if it goes back up, we're going to paint immediately. We've got, permission to do that. And this is going to be an ongoing program that is just starting now. This is the first in really all of the area for volunteers to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect to talk to other companies, for instance, like the railway, we see the railway boxes that are always graffitied up.
Yeah.
Get permission to, paint those over. For sure, many of the public buildings that belong to the city, those where you can't paint over, they're power washed. And we just signed a contract. In fact, I guess it was just this week, they've already started to do the cleanup on that. We're really getting on to looking at ways to solve the graffiti problem around.
And it's quite a problem, too.
It is quite a problem. And it sort of takes away from the nice looks of our downtown area.
And sometimes it's quite destructive.
It is.
I'm thinking of the train in Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
That suffered a lot of graffiti at one point.
Yeah. So, it's interesting. Two completely new projects for our cleanup day. Cleanup day has always been quite successful.
Well, cleanup day has been going on for quite a while now.
We
participated in that quite a few years back.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's been going on for a long time, and it's very successful. I mean, it's I think, enticed even the students at Bishop's to get more involved and to care about the looks of the downtown area.
And that's well put, if they care about it.
Yeah.
It does make a big difference.
So
because
if we get things cleaned up, once it's clean, it's a little more difficult to, to dirty up again.
It is.
But if there's already some broken bottles in there, it tends to, another bottle follows immediately after. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, the 21st, starting at 10 o'clock, we'll be going to, I believe, around 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. We'll hope for good weather.
Yes, we're definitely hoping for that, particularly for the painting part of it.
Yes.
The other part will go no matter what. We're going to clean up, and the shredder will be there to get rid of any of your valuable documents.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, that was courtesy of Global Excel sending up that truck that goes by there on a regular basis. So they're sending it up on a Saturday.
Wonderful.
All right. That's great.
Well, thank you very much for that information.
You're very welcome.